Khan. 12 past 7 at 92.9 and the Stick Season with JB for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunning Canoe Road. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we will be doing the Easter Egg Shake-Up once again for $500 cash to spend up big this Easter. Thanks to PRD Tamworth here for you, your team and our community. But now, a hilarious joke. We got the rim shot ready to go. With our joke for an oak, you can submit your radio-friendly joke through to us at fm929.com.au. If we like it the most, you will win a delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk to your workplace or job site, fm929.com.au. A couple of notable entries this week. Carter, thank you so much for your entry. Well done, Carter, at fm929.com.au. Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery? Because he didn't have an arrow. Hey, that's not bad. Thank you so much, Carter. Cheers for that. Lisa, I like this one. What do you call a man and a woman fishing? Rod and a net. Yeah, that's good. Obviously, Lisa heard our winning joke for an oak a couple of weeks ago with Kurt and Rod as the man hanging around the window. And she's gone, well, hey, I'll play to JB's strength. He obviously loves name jokes. So, Lisa, an honourable mention there. But our winner for this week for our joke for an oak goes to Jenny. Congratulations, Jenny. Well done. Our favourite joke submitted this week at fm929.com.au. So, a delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk coming your way. And Jenny's joke, a neighbour looks over the fence and sees little Johnny digging a hole. So, he asks, what are you digging that hole for, Johnny? Little Johnny replies, well, I'm digging it to bury my goldfish. And the neighbor said, that's a very big hole to bury a goldfish in. And little Johnny replies, it's inside your cat. Hey, that's good, isn't it? Well done, Jenny. Congratulations. That was our favorite joke this week. So a delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk is all yours. And if you'd love to be the winner next week in our Joke for an Oak, submit your joke now at fm929.com.au. Good luck! 14 past 7 at 92.9. Member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson. We'll catch up with him after this. The Verve. And the Bittersweet Symphony. 7:20 at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. Time to catch up with member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson. How are you, Kev?
Morning, JB. Very well. And yourself?
Yeah, very well. Very well. I know it's Tuesday now, but hey, you had a good weekend? Good St. Paddy's Day with Splashpool?
Yeah, look, St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. We've got a very strong Irish community in Tamworth, and it's great to be able to... And it comes back to multiculturalism, JB. We've got, you know, something like 90-odd different cultures in Tamworth. And, you know, we do celebrate with the Fiesta La Piel, but it's also good to celebrate St. Pat's Day, and that was on Sunday. And of course, you know, St. Pat's generally goes with green and then generally goes with Guinness.
Of course, yes. And I believe that there might have been so much Guinness drunk that they ran out at the Long Yard.
They did. Late Sunday afternoon, the Long Yard did run out of Guinness, and myself and Mark O'Connor may or may not have contributed to that draining of the Guinness keg. But responsibly, of course.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Responsibly, of course. But it was a great day. Look, it was fantastic and great to celebrate St. Pat's Day on Sunday.
No, exactly. No, that's it. You're back in Parliament this week and a few meetings regarding law and order that you've had and will be having this week. I guess it's also timely just for us to remember some of the simple things we can do with some of the crime going on around the region at the moment, Kev.
You're absolutely right, JB, and make it as difficult as possible, you know, for someone to get into your house. Just make sure your windows are locked, make sure your doors are locked, make sure that your car keys, your handbag, your wallet, laptops, iPads, things like that are not in sight, you know, not left on the front table or not left on the kitchen table, on the kitchen bench or on your bedside, you know, table. Put them out of sight. And if they are out of sight, then that makes it more difficult for someone, you know, to break in and steal your vehicle. So it's just, you know, some common sense. I know it's very difficult at the moment. There's a fair bit of rubbish going on The police are doing a great job. There's a big meeting yesterday in relation to police and what they're doing to get on top of crime. They are asking for the community support, JB. They believe that there are people who know what's going on but are reluctant to give police the information they need to make arrests in some instance. So, if someone knows something, tell the cops, tell the police, make sure that, you let the police know. If you know something, tell them about it, and that way they can get on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And I know it can be difficult if, your house is broken into, your car is getting stolen, but don't confront whoever it might be that's done it as well. That's where you can certainly run into some serious trouble. Just call the police and get the professionals to deal with it.
Absolutely. Don't take the law into your own hands. And, call police, call 000, police assistance line, but make sure that you keep yourself safe.
Yeah.
And, make it as difficult as possible for someone to get in your home. Lock your doors, lock your windows, lock your cars. And I know, we shouldn't have to be saying that, but, we do live in a modern society. And I know some people that live on farms go, I haven't locked my back door for 50 years. Well, we live in a different world these days. And some people have no respect for the law, have no fear of the law. And that's a real challenge.
Exactly. That's it. We spoke last Monday when I had you on about the new school being built here in Tamworth and some objections to that from the education minister, and that kind of flowed into Parliament last week, I understand, Kev.
Yeah, and, they were talking, the education minister, Labor education minister, was talking about regional schools and the lack of capital works and the lack of planning for regional schools for growing communities. And I was having a bit of a crack back saying, you need to get out into regional New South Wales and have a look. Anyway, it went on a bit, I nearly got thrown out of Parliament. I was getting a little bit testy. I just thought they'd just got no idea what happens outside the sandstone curtain, these folks. And I was just giving her some free advice there, JB. And the speaker called me to order and said, mate, you just better tone it down a bit, sunshine. So I just think that, they're just living in a bubble, some of these people. We need a new school for Tamworth.
Yeah.
We are a growing community. Look at our population. Look out there at Moore Creek, nearly 10,000 people going on out there. We need more services. And that's why I'm going to keep reminding Labor that don't forget about us in the bush.
And I think off the top of my head, the late 70s, the last time a school was built in Tamworth, just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a generation, really, since the school's last built here. So, I mean, it's future-proofing as much as it's just keeping up with current numbers of population.
Absolutely right. We keep talking about, what do we need to do to meet the growing demand in our community? We keep talking about making sure we've got water security. Well, we need education security. And you're right, our schools have been upgraded.
Yeah.
Tamworth Public has been upgraded.
Yeah.
Farrah has been upgraded. Oxley High, and a few others have been upgraded. And a shout-out to Westdale, they do a great job. And so does Oxley Vale. But they're areas that are booming. And we need more schools in Tamworth. So I'll keep pushing hard too, mate.
Was that the first time you've nearly been punted out of Parliament, Kev?
Oh, no.
just the first time in a while.
Yeah, well, the year is young, JB.
Do they keep a record of that? Or does no one care? They do?
No, they do. They do.
Oh,
they do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's on record. So after a while, they go, hang on a second, out, get out. It's just not good because then you're out of the debate. Once you get taken, it's like when you're having a discussion with someone and someone says, calm down, get out. You can't discuss it anymore. So I like to stay in the mix and keep in their face, mate.
No, of course. Does it happen often in Parliament? I occasionally watch federal Parliament, I must say, in the afternoon, but I don't see state Parliament very often. Is it a regular occurrence or fairly a bit more of a novelty?
Oh, look, it does happen from time to time. And what happens is you get really frustrated with some of the responses from the Labor government. You ask them a question and they dance around it. They're hazy. They don't know the detail. They're ignoring us, ignoring the bush. And you're going, excuse me, Minister, do you know where Tamworth is? You know, and you get a, it gets a little bit frustrating. You feel like, excuse me. So you're sort of, you get a bit antsy and you want to give them advice in relation to regional New South Wales. And sometimes it does get out of hand.
No, fair enough. Hey, Kev, thank you so much for the chat this week. Thank you. And we'll catch up again next week. Looking forward to it.
Look forward to it, JB. Talk soon, mate.
728 at 92.9.
Want to win $500 cash?
Nelly Furtado at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. And JB for breakfast for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunninganoo Road, 7.43.
It's time for JB to share a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally or internationally. Or something a little different. The McCafe Coffee Break.
Married at First Sight back on Channel 9 and now 9 now this evening. And Eden from MAFS joins me this morning for a chat. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me for a bit of a chat. It is Homestays Week. I mean, that I reckon out of all the stuff you have to do on MAFS, I reckon Homestay Week would be the most nerve-wracking and anxiety-inducing out of all of it. Do you think?
Well, I actually was the most excited for Homestays. I was missing my dog so much, so I was just so excited to get back home and then he was going to be able to stay with us and I just thought we'd have the best time.
Look, I like that. That's obviously the difference between how our minds work. You're looking at the positives. And I'm obviously the glass half empty type of dude. you and Jaden, you've had an amazing run on MAFS pretty much the whole way through. However, the wheels did start kind of falling off a little bit this week. Yeah, is that fair enough to say?
Definitely. I think we were definitely in a bit of a love bubble for the first probably 6 or 7 weeks and we didn't argue at all. There was no problems whatsoever. And then I think once all of the kind of arguments with the other couples started coming in, the wheels started to fall off pretty quickly.
You did end up seeing Jaden as part of Homestay Week, but you arrived on a separate flight from him. Did it cross your mind at all that, you know what, I'm ghosting him, I'm not going?
No, it didn't. But to be honest, that was wild to me because in the morning I went out to the shops in the city to try and get some things. He knew exactly where I was and what I was doing and I was keeping him up to date the entire time. And then I got stuck in traffic on the way back and the way to the airport. So that's why I missed the flight. And he knew where I was and he knew I'd booked the next flight. So I'm not sure why he was saying I haven't heard from her because we were texting the whole time.
And let me guess, you didn't know that till you watched it on TV?
That was the first time I've saw that. I was watching it thinking, what on earth? And I went back and read through the text messages and I got the call that it's me updating him, telling him where I am and what I'm doing and apologising. Crazy.
And watching it back, I love asking this question, watching it back, how your thoughts on other couples' homestays? Do you enjoy watching what the other couples go through as well? I'm sure there's a lot that you pick up on that you don't hear about at the dinner parties and stuff like that.
Exactly, and I think that's the thing that people forget. A lot of people's backstories, like the things that have happened to them in the past, like a lot of the stuff with Timothy, we didn't even know that about Timothy because he never brought it up in front of the whole group. So I know that there was a comment Jaden made at the retreat about his biggest fear was losing his family, and a lot of people were thinking that was insensitive of him to say in front of Tim, but we didn't even know that Tim had lost his parents.
Yeah.
So watching it back is where you really learn all this stuff about the couples and Cassandra's backstory. I was bawling my eyes out watching that because I had no idea. So, yeah, it's really interesting to see all the couples behind closed doors and what goes on because there's only so much they can tell you when you see them for only a couple of hours a week.
Of course. Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, we are getting closer to the big wedding day. Look, whether you do say I do or not, I'm going to give you a couple of different wedding options.
Yes.
Let me know what one takes your fancy, what one floats your boat. So,
okay.
Big wedding or small wedding?
Big. Like,
oh, big. Okay, how big? Are we talking like 100 plus?
Yeah.
200
plus? We've
got
to get all my family and friends there.
Everyone. All right. Finger food or sit-down food?
Finger food.
Finger food.
You want a more relaxed feel. We don't want to like formal event.
Well, especially if you go on the big wedding. I mean, I don't think there's a table big enough to suit the amount of family and friends you've got coming along.
Totally, exactly. Finger foods, everyone's like mingling and standing up and chatting. That's definitely the way to go.
Traditional wedding tuxedo for the guy or something just a bit more cash?
More cash, definitely.
Dress it down.
I'm a beach girl, so I'd love a beach wedding.
That's it. Okay. All right. There we go. With the rolled up pants and the sandals, you're cool with that for the beach wedding?
I think I'd go barefoot.
Barefoot. Okay, cool. Real cash.
Yeah, barefoot. Like both of our hairs down, falling in the wind. You know how it is.
Kids allowed or no kids?
Nah, no kids.
No kids? Kids axed.
No kids at all.
No, done. And
I'll give you a bit of goss there, though.
Oh,
Jaden
yeah.
actually wants five children.
Oh, Jaden wants five kids.
Five kids. And
oh.
I was like, one or two max. That was actually something we argued about quite a lot.
Oh, okay. And how did you work that out? Did you go, look, we'll have one, maximum two, see how we go?
Yeah, I think we compromised on
yeah.
two.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good compromise.
Yeah, totally.
And finally, what about, I mean, you've discussed kids with Jaden. His hair, has that come up in discussion yet?
It has, but you know what? I actually love long hair on guys.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite things. And I think a lot of people are expecting me to be like, oh, I don't really like it. I love it. I do prefer when he wears it up, definitely. But, yeah, I do love the long hair. And he's got such beautiful hair, too. I'm like, I've never been with a guy that has nicer hair than me.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, how rude. I was like, I spend so much time on this hair.
My partner is envious of my skin. Apparently, I have perfect skin.
Oh, jealous.
And yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, you know, sorry, we can't all be perfect. Hey,
yeah, boys always have the good eyelashes, the
yes.
hair, the skin, all of it.
It's very true. That's right. Hey, Eden, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really great to chat, and we'll talk again soon. All the best.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Eden there from Married at First Sight, back on Channel 9 and 9 now this evening, 7:46. 7:49, the clock's upside down. 7:49 at 92.9.
Want to win $500 cash?
One hit wonder, Eric Hutchinson there. Rock and roll, a 16 past 8 at Tamworth, number 1, 92.9. JB here. Today's show brought to you by the number 8.5. That is the number of times, give this man a round of applause, the number of times stunt driver Logan Holiday. And by the way, what a sensational name, hey? Give him a round of applause for the name as well. The number of times stunt driver Logan Holiday rolled a modified Jeep Grand Cherokee for an upcoming action comedy film, The Fall Guy. He broke a Guinness World Record previously achieved by stunt driver Adam Kearney, who rolled an Aston Martin 7 times during the filming of the first Daniel Craig James Bond film, Casino Royale, back in 2006. The stunt is called a cannon roll and involves detonating a device under the vehicle to propel the car into several rolls. It was 8.5. It landed on its roof, which is pretty good. Better than if he nailed it on a 8.2555555 for our number of the day, which meant it would have landed on the driver's side door, making it extremely uncomfortable for him to get out of the car. Hey, next, we're going to take your guesses for our Easter egg shake-up. $500 cash to spend this Easter. All you have to do is tell me how many eggs you think are in this jar. If you want a bit of a visual clue, you can check out the photo of the jar up on our website right now, fm929.com.au. Otherwise, how many eggs do you think are in there? Get that right. $500 cash. Thanks to PRD Tamworth here for you, your property, our team and community. 676-2299. Your guesses for our Easter egg shake-up next.
Want to win $500 cash?
Hit a substation.
That is all coming up in our local news with John in about 9 minutes' time here at 92.9. Time to play the Easter egg shake-up for PRD Tamworth. $500 cash. Lincoln, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good.
What's your favourite Easter egg, Lincoln? Your favourite egg that you're hoping Easter Bunny's going to bring
gold.
You? Oh, old gold. Oh, okay. Very
yes.
distinguished taste, Lincoln.
Yes.
Do you mind me asking?
Mama got me into it.
You who?
My brother got me into it.
Is your brother older than you?
Yeah.
He's got distinguished tastes. And they've flowed onto you.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, if you win our Easter egg shake-up, $500 of old gold Easter eggs, I mean, oh, how good would that be?
Awesome.
Oh, it would be. Lincoln, how many eggs do you think I'm shaking around there?
Is it 24?
24. Lincoln, are there 24 eggs? There's not, unfortunately, no. I'm so sorry.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Lincoln. Yeah. You have an amazing day. You're in the draw as well for our K's Friday meat tray. You could win $50 worth of meat on Friday thanks to K's. That is our Easter egg shake-up. How many jars do you think I'm shaking around there? Get it right. $500 cash, all yours. Mills will take more of your guesses again after 10 o'clock in our Easter egg shake-up. We're playing it in the lead-up to Easter. Thanks to PRD Tamworth, here for you, your property, our team and community. And number one with all the prizes, us here at 92.9. And of course, if you need a little bit of assistance, that's all good. You can check out the photo of all the eggs in the jar on our website, fm929.com.au, to help you out. And we'll play it again real soon. Doja Cat now. Paint the town red. Cherry ripe red? Sure. Cool.
Yeah, trick. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all the...
Still getting over the fact that Pete got our Speaking of Sport ride with Ken Hinckley, who I went to school with, his cousin, I think it was. I don't know, they had the same last name. And then when Ken Hinckley was appointed coach for Port Adelaide like 5 years or so ago, I reached out to my friend on Facebook who had the same last name and said, any relation? He went, yeah. And it was kind of awkward because we hadn't spoken for like a decade. I was just reaching out to basically see if they were related or not. I don't think it was spoken since. Does that make me a bad person, Amelia? No?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, I think you're all right. You're just a curious guy.
I am. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. But
I would have done the same thing. Otherwise, I would have just thoroughly stalked until I found the answer myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I tried that and it wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah, see? So you got to go to the source sometimes.
It's sort of a bit opportunistic for me to try and reach out of nowhere. Like, do you think my friend's like, mate, you haven't even asked me what I've been doing in the last 10 years, where I'm living now, whether I'm married, I have kids, I have a dog. You just want to know whether I'm related to someone pseudo-famous.
Look, well, like...
You know?
Don't get me wrong. It's, you know, it's very obvious that you were just trying to get information. But it's not like you were asking for anything from him. Like, oh, can I have a signature? Or could you get me, like, I was going to say courtside seats, but I know that's not the right jargon. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
front
true.
Row seat. Like, it's not like you were trying to get anything out of it. You were just like, oh, just curious. Obviously, I know you. Do you know that guy? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have done the same thing probably. But I have no shame. And clearly, neither do you. We all know that. So, there you go.
Coldplay, BTS at 92.9, 853 JB here for the team at Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunnaganoo Road. Mills, what do you have under your bed?
Oh, that, I don't know what question I was expecting there, but it wasn't that. Just like boxes, like storage. I don't have heaps of storage in my place, so I use under the bed to,
of course,
like, you know, shove some stuff under there.
Like the boxes of stuff, because you've obviously recently moved. The stuff that it's like, I could unpack that, but there's no point. I'll just leave it boxed up and under the bed.
Yeah, like childhood stuff, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mementos, embarrassing kid photos, birth certificates.
Nah, not embarrassing. No, my birth certificate
awards.
Is in a good place.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because those things are costly to replace.
Exactly, yeah. So I know where that is, and I know where my passport is.
Good.
I'm organized. I'm telling you, I've got a system.
No, that's good. There is a method to my madness, and that is because our brain started this morning. 1 out of 10 people have one of these under their bed right now. We've got some like really, really creative guesses from, of course, people storing Christmas stuff under their beds, which I do. I've got wrapping paper and stuff like that under my bed from Christmas time.
Nice.
The Christmas tree and stuff like that's out in the shed, but the wrapping paper and all that's under the bed.
I was going to say my tree wouldn't fit under the bed, but yeah. Yeah, okay. That's not a bad place to put it.
Fitness equipment is under the bed as well. Everyone shoves it under there and then it's never to be seen again, ever again.
Yeah, I was going to say that counterproductive.
A vortex or something like that.
A black hole.
Disappears.
Into the abyss.
Other beds people put under their bed. You put a spare mattress under the bed.
Yep, I've heard that.
So that you can drag out. See? Yeah. And then, you know, baseball bats and stuff like that under the bed, which we won't touch on too much. And then people hiding like Christmas presents and Easter eggs under the bed as well.
Easter eggs?
Yeah, Easter eggs.
No, under the bed. So they're going to melt.
The kids don't get them and stuff.
If I have any chocolate in my room, I will eat it.
I'm amazed this jar of Easter eggs for our Easter egg shake-up hasn't had any. Is the lid on it still sealed up?
Yeah, well, that's crazy. I need this job, JB. You've made it very clear that if I eat any of those eggs before you say I can, I won't be able to afford to buy any eggs of my own. It's a preventative measure. That's the only reason they're still there.
I'm teaching you willpower of having this jar of eggs just sitting on the table for the next week.
Yeah, it's a bit mean. It's a bit mean that they're in there. If they were out, like, in the office somewhere, it'd be fine. But I've got to sit here in here for 4 hours and look at them.
I know. It's pretty good, eh? It's a good view.
No, it's not. It hurts me.
The answer for the brain starter, by the way, of what people have under their bed, and the answer is filthy, is disgusting. I nearly vomited when I read it, when I read the correct answer out an hour ago, and I can't believe you're forcing me to say it again.
I mean, I'm not, but go on.
1 out of 10 people have one of these under their bed right now, and that is dirty dishes.
No way.
Dirty, filthy plates under your bed. Why?
Oh.
Who, like, you know, I know...
Under the bed?
Yeah, some people, like, on the odd occasion, you know, I've had a snack in bed.
Mm.
You know, but...
Yeah, of course.
You having a... A roast dinner with a Yorkshire pudding or something like that while you're in bed.
To be fair, I have done that.
Lasagna in bed. Carbonara. Actually, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, I would.
Answers my own. Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah,
but
good.
I wouldn't leave it there. Want to win?